Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Dawn, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life.
Oh, welcome back to the podcast. Last weekend, I went to Paris. So if you follow me on social media, you'll have seen some of the pictures and the things that I posted when I was there. The girls who organized it for all of us were amazing. Like, God loved them. They've both got full-time jobs and various other commitments, and yet they organized the most amazing weekend. Every single detail was thought of, to where we were going to wait, because people were arriving from different parts of the country, or flying in rather, from different parts of the country, and what cafe we would sit and wait in and have some food, to like where we were going to go on both nights, to the location of the hotel, to, you know, having a picnic next to the Eiffel Tower. Like, it was amazing. And it really got me thinking about what little effort I put into my personal life. Like, I'm really good with work stuff, but in terms of my personal life, honest to God, I'm shocking. Like, I just don't really organize things, or I don't feel like I do. I'm lucky that I have friends who are good at organizing things. But when I think, like, my sister always wants to book, like, oh, Christmas, should we do this? Should we organize this? Or should we go here? And as soon as she says something like that to me, where it's well in the future, I just shut down, because I think, I'm just trying to get through this week. Like, I'm not thinking that far ahead. And so I just think, if I want that type of life where experiences are at the forefront, then I need to do something about it. So it was a lovely reflection. And to be fair, over the next few weeks, I've got some lovely things in the diary. I'm going to a spa day with my friend Paul for my belated hen do, his belated stag do, because we both got married at the big lockdown year. So we've only just got round to doing that. So, I mean, even that's pathetic that it took us that long to organise this, but at least it's done. I feel a bit proud that it's done. And then I've organised my daughter's final day of schools, the 16th. So I've organised a little spa day for me and her for the 18th. So I am getting better. And the thing I went to yesterday, it's Sunday today, we went to something called Lily Dory in Alnwick, which was unreal. Like, you should look at the website for that. It was such a good experience if you do live in the northeast of England. It was really, really good. But again, that required me to think ahead and think, God, that place is going to get really busy. I need to book that in and have something booked in. But it's so rare. Like, I do just kind of, like, last minute on the day think, or the night before think, right, what are we going to do tomorrow? And I need to be more precious, I think, about my time off. That's what that weekend showed me, is that actually experiences and planning stuff in just really, really make your time off special. And I don't really have one day off with the family a week. So I do need to make more of an effort, I think, to think about what we're going to do and to really rinse that day and the fun out of that day. So that was my lesson learned for that. And I loved it. And I definitely want to do more experiences with the fam on the back of that. But that is not what I'm going to talk to you about today. When I sit down to do the podcast, I've probably already got ideas in my head of what I'm going to discuss with you and what topics I want to focus on. And it tends to be relevant to things that have come up for me through the week, things that I want to focus on personally, but things that I also think, oh God, that would be amazing for anyone else who might be going through that. And so this morning, it's Sunday, and I came into the office and I started prepping the podcast and thinking about different topics that I could talk about and really looking into that detail. And then I had my June manifestation session with the Month to Manifest group. So Month to Manifest is my self-study manifestation course that you can pay for and join, and you just study it in your own time. And then once a month, we have a live session where, and it's normally the same people that come on, and there's not tons of people, like, you know, there's probably 4% of people that come on who are actually in Month to Manifest. So it's only a little group. Not everyone likes to come on live, but it's a really, really nice thing to be a part of for those that do come on live, because we share manifestations, we share stories, and there's always an intention for that month, whether it's your own personal intention or something that I'm talking about in that session. So this month was all around the fact that we are 6 months through the year already. And for some people, that can feel really exciting, because you can look back and think, oh my God, like, how amazing has this year been so far? Or it can be a bit of a pain point for some people, because you can reflect back on 6 months and think, nothing's changed, and I'm really, really annoyed by that, I'm really sad, or I'm really deflated, or whatever feelings come up for you with that. And one of the things that came up in the conversation, and I've done episodes about this before, but I don't mind repeating myself on this, because sometimes the episode lands where it needs to at the time where it needs to. One of the things that came up was one of the girls had said, I just feel like I'm manifesting on the same things every month and nothing's happening. Now, manifestation is a dynamic and personal journey, and everyone's individual experiences may differ. And there's some people who you just think, God, like, they can manifest so easily. Like, why does it happen for them and it's not happening for me? Or you may not even have that mean thought in your head. It could just be that you can see evidence that it's not happening for you and you're frustrated. And when we get into that mood, that is a really good time for reflection. And it's also painful as well. Like, I'm not going to lie, it's not the most comfortable place to be in when you realize the things that you are hoping for, your goals, dreams, aspirations, even if you're not a manifester, but you feel like things aren't happening for you. This is the perfect time for a reset and a reframe and a pause. When I hit my rock bottom, I would say, with my business and feeling like it was never going to do what I needed to do, and worried about how I was going to pay the bills, and just all of the feelings that come up when we hit rock bottom, I remember manifesting every day and not getting anywhere. And it was uncomfortable. And I tried every manifestation process going, like, from like shamanic dancing to lying on the floor to have certain songs that I would have on repeat to a ritual with candles and, you know, sitting in a space and having that meditative state, and nothing worked. And the reason why nothing worked is my energy was so far off, so far off. And I didn't believe in the outcome. I didn't believe it was going to happen for me. And I was frustrated. And every day there wasn't an excitement about doing that process. It was very much forced. I mean, I didn't get the outcome. And I remember going on holiday and thinking, right, this is my time for a reset. My holiday was my reset. Being away for 2 weeks, I did some reading. I did some reflection. And I only did my meditations if I felt in a good space. But I also changed the process. And it's the process that I change, that I train, teach rather, in Month to Manifest. Because it's something that I found worked massively for me. But the difference is, going into it in that meditative state from a place of excitement rather than fear. And that's huge. Now, when the person in Month to Manifest said her statement of feeling like she's manifesting the same things every month and nothing's happening. I am in that same place. I'm in that same place. I am every month joining Months to Manifest for the last 3 months and I'm writing the same things down and they're not happening. And the reason being, I know this because I actually don't have any limiting beliefs about it. I really don't. But I'm also not doing anything about it. I might as well be writing my shopping list. I mean, my shopping list turns up because I do an online order. But I might as well be writing my shopping list because I've got no emotional attachment to it. I don't have a bad emotional attachment to it, which is fantastic. But I also don't have an emotional attachment about the outcome. Like, it doesn't excite me, these outcomes. And I know that's something I need to change. Now, the good thing is that I have evidence. I've got evidence of when I've been able to manifest things and I've been in a really good place. And all those things that I wanted in my past when I was struggling in that manifestation process, once I turned it around, I now have those things. So I've got real evidence of when I've got high energy, high vibration, when my mind is focused on the outcome, it starts to happen for me. So as we hit this 6 month mark, it's a really good time for me to reflect as well, to go, right, come on, Jude, what are you not doing anymore? What out of your manifestation practice are you not doing? And I'm not doing any of it. I committed to the guys in the collective Months to Manifest that for the whole of May, I was going to do my manifestation practice every day. And I counted back and I'd done it 4 times. And 4 times was not what I'd set myself. I wanted to do it every day and make it part of my routine. So I'm going to commit to that now for June. And I know that actually the reason why I didn't do it in May was not because I had any negative beliefs about it, was not because I had any resistance to it. I just hadn't penciled it in. And as we know from the last 2 podcasts, for things to happen in my life, there needs to be a structure, a process, or a reminder. So I'll do this. So I am going to put a reminder in my phone now. I'm going to start to get really excited about the outcomes and sit in the outcomes, rather than just writing it down and hoping that, and not even, actually, do you know what? There's no hope, there's nothing. I just write it down because it's something that I do, because it's part of my Month to Manifest group. So I guess what I wanted you to take away from this is that, although, and I am not a manifestation teacher, it is not what I do, in a sense of I'm not a manifestation coach. I'm a mindset coach who goes deep on that work with my clients one-to-one. But in my Month to Manifest course, you will get to find out the exact process of how I made manifestation easy. Yeah? But what I wanted to say to you is that we'll all fall into bad habits. I was listening to a podcast of somebody who is an actual manifestation coach, a huge one at that. Like, they have, you know, talked on stage with Tony Robbins and they sell multiple courses and make millions of pounds off it. And in this episode, she was really honest that at the start of this year, they were struggling in their business, her and her husband. They were finding it financially difficult to the point where there was no real cash flow in the business, where they were going to bed every night feeling anxious about it. And it got me thinking about how we can all fall into bad habits, even when we know what we should be doing. And she's a manifestation coach. She knows what she should be doing. You know, the reason why she's saying that episode is because she's figured it out and she's turned it around and she's got back into her good space. Sometimes that's not always easy to do on your own, and you do need support to be able to get to a place where you are mentally in a good space, where you are taking positive actions, where you've got really good energy, where you're motivated and everything just feels right, and then everything starts to align. Sometimes that can't happen on its own, and you need somebody to support you through that to get your mindset unstuck. Other times, you just need a gentle reminder to go back to what you've always done, to be able to look at a blueprint that you have that's worked well in the past that you know you could repeat and get the best outcomes. And I know there's a blueprint I have for manifestation that when I do it, it works really, really well. And the only reason I'm not doing it at the minute is I just got out of practice. It's not because I don't believe anymore. It's not because I don't feel the need to do it. I just got out of practice and I want to get back into it. And especially at the place that I am right now, where actually I feel good about it as well. Like, this isn't from a forced energy. This is from a, oh God, you know what? It'd be lush if every day I could just spend 5 minutes, because everyone can afford 5 minutes, doing what I used to do, doing my manifestation practice. And I know it'll shift my energy, and I know it'll shift my focus, and I know it'll get me back into ticking things off my monthly intentions. And I want to get back to that. And it's not that I'm unhappy that those things haven't happened. They just haven't happened because I'm writing them like I'm writing a shopping list. So I know I need to change that. Now, you could be like me and not have a resistance to it and think, actually, do you know what? That's a good reminder, Jude. I'll just get back on it. That could be perfect for you. Or it could be something deeper. And you may need time out. You may need to stop asking for stuff for at least 2 weeks, like I did on holiday, and you just start to reflect and do some work and start reflecting on what's not working, what you want to come in, what you need to let go of to allow that to happen, because that's really important. What do you need to let go of that you know is causing you resistance? What limiting beliefs do you have? What actions do you take or not take? Where do you sabotage your own bloody outcomes? Like, what is going on for you that you are sabotaging this? And remember, it's not just about the manifestation. It's what you do outside of that rest of that day. Yeah, there's 5 minutes where you are intentional, where you are creating intentions and you are focused on the outcome. And then you've got the rest of the day where you need to be conscious of thought and where it's taking you. And that's huge, especially if you are not in a good head place. So that might be another piece of work that you need to do, is to be conscious of thought. Where are my thoughts taking me? And does it align with the outcomes that I'm really hoping that I'm going to get? Does it align with my goals, with my dreams, every time I have that thought? And then be conscious of thought. And this is so powerful and it's so easy. And yet we make it hard and we make it difficult. And I say this as somebody who's been in both camps. I say this as somebody who has struggled against that and really fought against that manifestation process and felt like these things were never going to happen for me. And being on the other side of it and being able to stand there and go, do you know what? Actually, I just needed a reset. And I needed to get out of my own way. And I needed to be mindful of what was going in and going out of my head. And then also mindful of what actions I was taking based on that as well. Like, you know, there's a real blueprint for anything we do well or anything we do badly. It's going to teach us lessons. But you've got to be open and aware and mindful of what things are trying to teach you. And it could just be that there's one thing on your list and it hasn't happened, but it's because there's something better out there. And I know that sounds like a get out clause on my part. And you're like, oh yeah, Jude, you would say that. But there really is, like, there's nothing, looking back over your life, the things that didn't happen or the bad things that happened, can you see a reason for it? Can you see a redirection that made you go to something else that was so much better? Whether that was a friendship that ended sour, whether that was a relationship that ended sour, whether that was a job that you didn't get or a redundancy that pushed you into something else. Our life is mapped out for us. But sometimes we have to be open to what it's teaching us and what it's shown us, or we'll miss the opportunity. And if you're not in that headspace of feeling excited about your goals and your dreams, you'll miss the opportunity. Or you'll just not do anything about it. You'll just be writing a shopping list and you'll be doing nothing about it. So if I was going to give you some top tips to how to navigate this situation, I would be telling you to start by doing some self-reflection and clarity. Take time to gain clarity on your desires and your intentions. You know, you might think you want something, but deep down, do you actually want it? What is it going to mean? What is the bigger thing that it represents? Then you need to go to alignment and belief. Okay, so this is aligning your thoughts, your beliefs, emotions, and actions with the desired outcome. And really ask yourself if you're doing that. Then the next stage is visualization and emotional connection. And that is something that I teach within the Month to Manifest. But if you are thinking about that, it's about sitting in that meditation space and thinking about the outcome. Number four, gratitude and appreciation. Having gratitude and appreciation for what you currently have is huge, because that is the thing that will shift your energy. That reflection piece on like, oh my God, like look at how far I've come, or look at what I've achieved, or that thing that I really wanted, look at what I have now. Or just sitting in appreciation for something that you wished for and that had happened. You know, an example I gave to this in the session today was, a few weeks ago, my little Toby Bear, my dog, was really poorly and he was in the vets for 3 days on a drip. And my fear was that we wouldn't get him home. And I just remember thinking, God, if I could just have him back home now, and I'd cuddle him so much and I would just be so thankful that he was sat in my arms. And it happened, like he came home, he's fine now, thank God. And he came home, and yesterday I did that very thing. Because we went out for the day and we left him with my stepdad. And then when we all arrived at his house, we were all basically fighting for his attention, the dog's attention, not my stepdad's. And I had a hold of him and I was cuddling him and I was like sniffing him. And I was in that moment just remembering what it was like to think that I wouldn't have that. So I was in that moment doing gratitude really easily, organically. But that's something that if you're not used to doing, you have to practice it. Being grateful for the moments that you're living in, not just the things that you've achieved and that you've got around you. Number five is action and inspired steps. Manifestation is not about just wishful thinking. You know this if you've listened to me long enough. So it's got to be about action, and it's got to be about those inspired steps that you're taking towards your manifestation. Number six is patience and trust. Like, if somebody had said to me, Jude, this is the way it's going to work out when I was in that struggle, and this is going to be what it's going to look like, but it's actually going to be better than what you're hoping for. Oh God, I would have been able to breathe easily. I would have been able to sleep better. I would have released that barrage of feelings that was keeping me stuck. So if somebody said to you now, have patience and trust that this is going to work out better than you could imagine, how would that make you feel? If you believed it, how would it make you feel? Because it's tough, isn't it? Like, manifestation is something we have no control over. Or, you know, even if you don't believe in manifestation, outcomes, most of the time, we have no control over. We can do everything in our power that over what we have control over. But in the main, we don't have control over the outcomes. I didn't have control over the outcome of whether my dog was going to come home. I don't really have a control over my outcome with work. I can do everything that I know in my blueprint that, you know, makes my business money, but I don't necessarily have full 100% control that is definitely going to happen every month. So patience and trust is something that I have to build in all the time. And it comes natural now because I have a blueprint for being able to see what my business can do. So therefore, I take it as a given that that is what it will do if I just keep doing X, Y, and Z. And then the last one, if you are struggling and you can't commit to any of the things that I've talked about in this episode, what can you do? What can you do to seek support or guidance? And where do you need that support and guidance? Do you need it from a coach? Do you need it from a friend? Do you need it from someone at work that you just keep having these thoughts about, but you're not having the conversation? Do you need it in a relationship? Where do you need your support and guidance? And what's going to be the thing that's going to be most supportive to you? And then lastly, when you can't muster it for yourself, look for evidence of where it has happened. Whatever it is, whether it's something you're hoping for in your business, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a health goal, whatever it is, look for the evidence that it could happen for someone else or where it has happened, so you can see a visual representation of the outcome. And again, that's something really, really powerful. Thank you so much once again for always tuning in and feeding back to me when a podcast episode has landed where it needed to and what you get from it. Because I love that interaction with you guys and I love it when you feedback. As always, I would love it if you haven't already, please do leave a review on my podcast, on the podcast app that you're on. If you could leave a review, like, it does make a huge difference and I would be forever grateful. And I will see you next week. And if there is, this is a good one actually. If there's anything, a topic, I did this a while ago, like a few years ago, and it did work really well. And then I stopped doing it because I just felt like I was asking all the time. But if there's anything and you think, God, I wish Jude would cover that in the podcast, again, drop me a message on Instagram because I am always open to suggestions for content of what you guys would love to hear for where you are right now. All right, guys, have an amazing week. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedauntcoaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.